Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from Orlando, Florida. You know, there's a lot of talk going on right now about The Secret. I haven't read the book or listened to the CD. At the same time, I feel like I already know The Secret. By nature, I have always been a positive thinking, positive outlook type of gal. I've been referred to as a Pollyanna, and other times I've been dubbed out of touch with reality. But do you think I cared? Long before The Secret came along, there was a book called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, which was first published in 1938. I was given this book back in my very early 20s. I'm one of those people who always read the preface or introduction of a book. And in the preface or introduction of this book, I can't remember exactly which it was or how it was stated, but basically it said that there was one word that was the key to success. And when the reader knew the word, they would not need to read the book any further. Well, it took me about 3 seconds to lay that book down because I knew what the word was. It was choice. I knew that I get to choose anything and everything, including how I think. That one word, choice, is what helped me raise my daughter. I used choice to teach Carmen about everything. From the time Carmen was in preschool until the time she drove herself to school at age 16, I would have her navigate us the entire way to school. She would tell me left, right, or take another route if there were traffic. If she thought traffic was moving along comfortably and there was no reason to change course, then we remained on that path. Every once in a while, she would direct me to turn the wrong direction, which I did, but she always got us back on our intended path. Even if this made us late, teaching my daughter these lessons was more important than man's time clock. My goal was to teach Carmen how to critically think and how to see that she always had a choice. Always. Carmen soon realized that she got to choose. Choices were a get-to, and not a have-to. Through this style of parenthood, I always taught Carmen that nothing will tie up her happiness, love, and abundance faster than uncertainty, doubt, fear, or worry. Keep at the front of your mind that you are a child of God, and the next time you go to a restaurant, watch a small child place their order. There is a lot of indecision going on, not to mention frustrated customers just waiting for this small child to make up their mind. Clearly, this child's indecision is impacting others. When Carmen was old enough to speak plainly, I would instruct her to place her own order. I told her if she could not make up her mind, then I'd have to do it for her. And she knew I'd do it. Carmen knew this was a choice for her. We would go over what was on the menu and place her order. I told Carmen if she wanted something out of life, she had to know what she wanted, and then she had to place her order. In watching Oprah recently, I see that this is also one of the analogies used with The Secret. It always naturally made sense to me and became one of the tools I used to raise my daughter. Now take this to an expanded level. If you cannot make up your mind, then you will delay and stagnate your own happiness and abundance. Further, there is nothing like doubt, worry, or fear that keep your happiness at bay until you are ready to move beyond that point. Think about what doubt gets you. It certainly doesn't get you in a forward motion. Worry breeds more of the same, which leaves no room for figuring out a solution. And fear is just plain silly because it's being afraid of something that hasn't even happened. I happen to be very sensitive to negative thinking because I simply do not want it around me. I can hear a negative statement in the next county. I was chatting with a woman this weekend who, in the middle of our conversation, said, "Be careful what you ask for, huh?" I pointed out to her that what she had just said was a fearful statement. Be careful? Be careful has fear attached to it. It has a withdrawal attached to it. Doesn't that phrase just make you want to pull back or hesitate? I don't mean charge blindly out into the world. I think we know what I'm talking about here. I always say be clear on what you ask for. Just be clear, simple as that. I never even tell people to be careful driving. Instead, I choose to say, enjoy your drive home. Folks, if you choose fear and cannot make up your mind, then what is God supposed to do with your prayer request if you're uncertain? Maybe give you what you need so that you will get clear? If you are praying for one thing and then acting in another way, then that is sheer confusion because you are sending mixed signals out into the ethers. Make up your mind. I'm telling you once again, God is a yes man. He loves to say yes. If you choose not to be prepared, if you cannot make up your mind, if you are sending mixed signals, then you are the one delaying the answered prayer. It is not God trying to stop you from being all you can be. It's you. Heck, if you changed your order at the last minute, that is not the cook's fault, meaning God. That is your deal, buddy. You delayed your order. Take responsibility for your indecision and start making decisions out of your choices. Before you know it, another year will go by and you're still entertaining the same desire. You're still in the same place. Honestly, I don't know how some folks do it, but knock it off. And it's certainly not like I don't do the same thing every now and again, but once I get that DLG, that download from God that I'm doing that delaying my stuff thing, then I stop, make a decision, just like that. The bottom line is if you are allowing doubt, worry, and fear into your brain, then you are not allowing God into your brain. And if you are not allowing God into your brain or your heart or your spirit, then who and what type of energy do you think rules doubt, worry, and fear? Because it sure isn't God. I challenge each and every one of you to break free of that negative force that rules worry, doubt, and fear and live according to that burning desire that God created and placed in your heart. Now go. Practice being you. Be God's child and make up your mind. In Cherokee we say, until we meet again, Dainada gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.